Hi. If you're watching this, you don't need me to tell you that you're feeling pretty shit about your relationship right now. That's a given if you've done a search for feeling lonely in my relationship. And I suspect that you're not just feeling lonely. You're feeling like you have nowhere to turn. You don't know what to do to save your relationship. And I'm saying you want to save your relationship because if you didn't want to save it, you wouldn't have searched for ways to understand how you're feeling, what you're going through. And I'm prepared to suggest that if you're feeling lonely in your relationship, it's because at some point over the past number of years, you've drifted. You've possibly started to live separate lives because you've got children. And now that the children are older, they're perhaps about to leave home or have left home, you're beginning to notice where the gaps are in your relationship. You still love your partner. You're still in love with that person you met way back when. And you hanker after those days that you used to have. And it's only recently that you've started to acknowledge that things have changed so much. And I know that's difficult. And those changes might be big changes. It might be you've both decided your holiday in separately because your interests are such that actually it's not that you don't enjoy time in each other's company. It's just that you don't share the same interests. It could be that the only things you do together are actually go to bed. And even then, you're going to sleep more often than you are enjoying each other's company and having fun like you used to. It could be that work has suddenly taken over your life. It's always been there, a big part of your life. But somehow, as you're reaching this stage in your life and your career, it seems to be taking on even more priority. And you're feeling pushed out. You're feeling that nobody really cares about what happens for you. And everybody else seems to have an incredible life. But you're wondering, where does that leave me? And I get it. I've been there. And as a midlife woman myself, you know, it's a question I sometimes ask myself. I might be the relationships expert, but that doesn't mean to say I'm immune to the stuff that everybody else feels. But what I'm able to do is apply my own knowledge, my own experience to my relationship to bring it all back around. And that's what I'm hoping to be able to share with you. Now, very often, people in your position come to me and say, our sex life is non-existent. Our relationship is doomed. And the lack of a healthy sex life is the majority of the time just a symptom that things aren't going well. And what I would like you to do is take a look at the other areas of your life. The key areas that I focus on with my clients are obviously relationships, but finance and money, health and wellness, and your career or your business, depending on whether you're in the workplace as an employee or whether you own your own business. And have a look and ask yourself, truly, honestly, is everything okay in those areas of your life? And when it comes to relationship, don't just think about your intimate relationship with your partner. Think about your relationships with your children, with your parents, your siblings, your friends, your work colleagues, your church peers, whoever else you have relationships with on a daily basis. Are all of the relationships that are important to you working as you would want them to? Then look at your money and finance. And there are so many couples who have money secrets from each other. And whilst on the one hand, I understand that, on the other, keeping secrets from your partner creates so much stress and anxiety in your life that that comes through in your relationship and in the way you interact with your partner. To be really honest with yourself about what's going on in the money and finance area of your life. Are you worried about debt? Are you worried about paying fees for university or college? Are you worried about some other financial commitment that you have? Maybe the mortgage has gone up. Maybe you need to get a new car and you're not sure how you're going to finance it. Maybe you're noticing a massive increase in your energy bills, your food bills, whatever it might be, and you're not quite sure how your monthly income is going to stretch to those. Of course, it could be any other money or financial worry that you have. But be honest with it. Be honest with yourself about it. Get a notebook or make a note on your computer somewhere and just jot down all of those things that concern you about that area of your life. Then do the same with your health and wellness. Because if you're worried about your health and your wellness, you're not going to be relaxed when you're in an intimate situation, when you're in the bedroom with your partner. Equally, if you're worried about your partner's health and wellness, you're not going to relax the same. All of that comes through in your interactions in your relationship. So again, write down what you're worried about. It might be that you just want to lose a couple of pounds and that's what's stopping you from feeling really sexy and from letting yourself go. It could be that you're worried about something much more serious. Maybe you're getting regular headaches that you don't know what's causing them and you're a bit nervous about going and seeking some medical help. Or perhaps you know that you need to address your exercise. You need to be exercising more, but you're worried what your partner may think. Let me tell you, your partner will be supportive of whatever you are doing to try to improve and prolong your health and wellness. Assuming, of course, that actually the relationship is pretty good. It's just that you've drifted apart. And there's a whole load of other stuff we can talk about, but that's not for now. So when you've looked at your health and wellness, then look at what's going on in your career or your business. Are the relationships in the workplace or in the business sound? Are you happy to be going to your place of work or your place of business and spending the majority of your time with those people? Are there things going on at work that you haven't shared with your partner? Are there things going on in the business that you haven't shared with your partner? What are you concerned about? What are you worried about? What are you hiding? Make a note of all of these things, because it's only when you are real and transparent with yourself about what else is going on in your life can we start to look at the impact it may be having on your relationship. And if you are worrying about other areas of your life, you will, at a really deep subconscious level, be withdrawing from your relationship with your partner. And if we withdraw from our partner over time starts to withdraw from us. And they start to go and find things to occupy their time, occupy their mind. And of course, over a period of time, and for some couples, it can be as short as a month or two. And for others, that period of time will have spread over a number of years. But gradually, you get used to living those independent lives until one day you get to the point where you are today. And you think, I actually feel really lonely in my relationship. And I don't understand why. And I don't know what to do about it. And my hope is that that has given you a little bit of an idea, a little bit of an insight into what might be going on for you. Jot those things down on your computer, in a notebook, in a journal. Be really, really open and honest with yourself and see what it brings up. And, you know, if you don't want to talk to your partner about them, and I acknowledge it's not always easy to talk to your partner, drop me a message. Drop me a DM if you're on Facebook or LinkedIn or Instagram. Or send me a message on email. I'll put the details below here. And let's see how we can move you forward. But you really don't need to feel lonely in your relationship. If it's something that can't be fixed, then we need to look at fixing you. But that's a conversation for another time.